It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We don't do it every year, but you can go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Get Wilde and Tausch. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Stephen. How are you?
I am awesome. Jordan Love, of all he did last year, what stat stands out the most in terms of his season?
How much his completion percentage increased from where it was in the first half of the season to where it was in the second.
That is true. He also averaged 1.9 interception per pass. Brett Favre never did that in any season for the Green Bay Packers, ever.
Boy, yeah, how many times did Aaron Rodgers do it?
He beat it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He beat it a number of times, 10 maybe. But were a few years that were not as good as Jordan Love. In terms of his yardage, everyone must factor in, while it was 12th ever, it was actually 21st in yards per game because he got a 17th game. Look at that. So 21st is, but 1.9 interceptions. Is it fair to say he doesn't throw interceptions, or is that not enough?
Well, I mean, considering his last pass of the season was one, and he threw two in that game, we probably can't say that. But look, he's, you know, will he turn out to be as interception averse as Rodgers was? Maybe. But I think that's the, you know, that's certainly the goal is for him to be that good. But again, he's off to a good start, but he wasn't off to a good start during the first half of the season.
Yeah. All right, we're getting close to the start. So that means I can ask you what's at the...
we are close to the start. Yeah,
what's at the top of your list? I mean, it's obviously Jordan Love's contract, but nothing's changed there. I have zero worry at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should worry about it necessarily, but I don't think we should rule out the possibility that it doesn't get done by the first day of camp, even though everybody wants it to get done. And, you know, my issue with that, which I've said a number of times, is that's great that everybody wants it done by then, that Love's agents and Love himself and the Packers. But if the Packers, what if the Packers steadfastly refuse to, you know, make him the highest paid quarterback? We can disagree whether or not they should or shouldn't, but if they hold firm on that, you know, like Sean Connery's character says in the old Untouchables movie, what are you prepared to do? Like, and frankly, and Tausch, I think, has said this multiple times, and he's right, like, I have a hard time picturing Jordan Love playing hardball and saying, until I got a new deal, I'm not going to take part in practice. So I don't know if that matters, but he strikes me as a guy who's going to practice anyway because it's the right thing to do.
I'd agree.
That's what the nice guys do. You know, again, I would argue that Devontae Adams shouldn't have practiced until he got a new deal before the 21 season, but he tried to do the right thing. This ain't show friends, it's show business, so I don't think he should practice if he doesn't have a deal before that first practice of training camp. And maybe it'll be a moot point, and he'll have a new deal, and it won't matter. But I don't love the idea of just assuming, oh, well, for sure it'll get done. Like, yeah, most likely it'll get done, but certainly saying for sure is too strong for me.
I would say don't play in a game if he wants to hold that position. If it isn't done by the start of the regular season, then I'm not going to play.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's T.J. Watt, but remember, you know, T.J. Watt a few years ago, he came to camp.
Correct.
And he was set to play on the fifth-year option, which is what Jordan Love would be playing on this year had they given him the fifth-year option. He'd been in the exact same scenario. And T.J. Watt was like, look, I'm reporting, but I'm not taking part in practice. And, again, I just – this is – And I don't think it makes Jordan a bad guy. I think it makes him smart, which is why I maintain this position. This is life-changing generational wealth. Like, I don't know what it would be like to make $11 million a year like he's going to make this year.
Yeah, but Jason, whatever the Packers are offering, which he must not agree to if he hasn't signed, that's generational wealth too.
It is, but whatever it is, I mean, I'm not saying, are you saying then he should just take whatever
they've offered? Saying that the amount, if he takes a terrible deal, it's still generational wealth. He's got
right, but what is not generational wealth is an $11 million salary for 2024. The differential between what he is scheduled to be paid this season and what he will make in a long-term contract is like the difference in age between you and Riley Yauch, one of our young
But you would agree, even if he doesn't come to agreement with the Packers, they're offering something that's dramatically bigger than that.
Right, but that's not the point. The point is that you're risking going out there and having, you know, Kenneth Odemegwu come off the edge and trip and fall over Kadeem Telford's foot and come flying into your knee. Now, is that likely to happen? Of course not. But you don't know the future. You don't know what can happen. So I'm just saying, when you're talking about, let's just use Jared Goff's guarantee, okay? Because I don't know if he's going to get more than that, less than that. I think he's going to get more guaranteed than Trevor Lawrence got at $142 million.
Yep.
But the bottom line is that if let's say he gets $170 million guaranteed just like Jared Goff. If he's scheduled to play for $11 million, that is 10, 15 times more than what he is scheduled to be paid this year. Like, that's a big difference. And so all I'm saying is that they're certainly not as good of a team with Sean Clifford at quarterback. This ain't be nice and do the quote unquote right thing. You have to do what's right for you. And the only thing I want to be very clear before this becomes a sound clip or a social media post. I do not think that it will come to this. My only point is that he as much as he wants to be a team guy and he's a team leader and all those great things, he is in a different position than anybody else. And would Justin Jefferson take part in camp had the Vikings not gotten his deal done? Well, I don't think so. Would Trevor Lawrence have taken part? I think he would have, because I think he's, you know, in a slightly different position. But I just don't think it makes sense.
So then does he not have to play? Then if they don't agree, then he doesn't play. He doesn't play in the regular season?
At some point, he can only withhold his services for so long. Again, I do not think this is the scenario that plays out. But like, at some point, he'd have to, like, remember before Mike Tannenbaum went on this kind of crazy train on what he wants to see Jordan Love get paid. And now, the last thing that I heard from Tannenbaum was, I'm not answering the phone unless their current offer has a 6 in front of the average per year number. But the first thing he had said when he was kind of workshopping his take on Jordan Love was when he was on with Tausch and I, and he said that he would, if he was Jordan Love, he would play out the season and then ask for his average per year to start with a 6 a year from now. And I'm sorry, but I would not risk it if I was him. But let's say it gets really contemptuous, right? Because I think the Tua, I think if you're paying attention to what's going on in South Florida, I think it's pretty clear that the Dolphins don't truly believe in Tua, and they don't really want to pay him. It's a little Daniel Jonesy, from what I can gather. Yeah. Again, I don't cover that team, so I don't know it as well.
I agree with you on that
Packers
totally.
And I don't think the Packers feel that way about Jordan Love at all. But if it were to get contentious, at some point the Packers could, you know, put their stake in the ground and say, this is all we're paying you. So take it or leave it, but if you want to sit out the season, we'll figure out a way to win with Sean Clifford. I don't think he would sit out the season. My point is that until you have to play, I just wouldn't do it. So hopefully this is all a moot point, and before the shareholders meeting and before the first practice on the 22nd, the contract is done, and we're all talking about how great it is and how he's the highest paid quarterback with an average of $57 million a year, and he got $185 million guaranteed, and everyone's happy and kumbaya. But I'm not willing to say that there's no way in God's green earth this deal isn't done before training camp. I'm just not.
What is that date? What's the date?
So the quarterbacks report on the 17th, so it's a week from today. So, you know, ideally, if you're the Packers, he reports, and when he reports, you have a contract that you've agreed to, and he can sign, you know, pose for the picture in the big boardroom with his pen in his hand, smiling as he signs.
What will that be, your date, when you'll say that he hasn't signed by the start of training camp?
No, the first practice. The first practice. I mean, they got meetings and stuff. But okay. Again,
the first practice is the 24th or
22nd. The first full squad practice is the 22nd. So again, we'll see if that ends up being an issue or not. Again, I don't predict. I'm not predicting it will be. I just don't think it's responsible to say, you know, I got burned at Super Bowl 32, riding on the media bus saying I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. And then the 12.5-point underdog Denver Broncos beat them in the Super Bowl. So never say never.
I mean, you can.
You do it all the time. You don't. That doesn't bother you.
Well, I mean, it bothers me if I say it and I'm wrong. I mean, I'm thinking right now, do I believe that he will have a contract by the first practice? I hope. I am 100% certain he'll have a contract by the start of the regular season.
Okay.
You want to start? You want to join that club or not?
Yeah. If I'm 100% certain, I won't. But 98% certain, I'll join the club. Yep.
This is what makes me be. I believe the Packers are willing to overpay. Because they believe that much. As John Anderson said, they not only believe him, they trust him. I think they like everything about him. They like him as a person. I think they believe in his character and that they can count on him to be. They like everything about it. So if it's a little bit more, then Murphy will go to Russ Ball decides this, right?
Well, I mean, Goody and Russ Ball, but yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure it's a.
I think Murph will go get her done.
Murph. Good old Murph.
Do you disagree with that?
Maybe.
Well, maybe. What there's something about you in which you want to say, Homer, no, I can't know. I can't go there. Maybe is you could say that about anything.
So if I'm Goody, let me reiterate. I do not think it comes to this.
Right.
But you don't every And I do agree with John Anderson and you that they would be willing to overpay to some degree.
Yeah.
What I'm not willing to do is say that they are going to just write the blank check and say, all right, we just want to get this done. We love the guy. We think he's great. We're not worried about him in any way as a player, as a person, all that. So let's just pay him $59 million a year and blow the other structures out of the water and guarantee all this money. I think their thought process is we got a lot of really good young players, and while we're not going to keep them all, and if they're marginally good as opposed to very good, we're going to let them walk and we're going to replace them with our really smart scouting staff and we're going to draft more good players. They've got some really good players that I do think they want to keep. And I think we're seeing what's weird about the wide receiver market is that there are some guys getting paid a boatload of money. And then there are other teams that are starting to treat it a little bit too much like the running back position. Like, we'll just draft another one. So I don't know if the Packers will ultimately view Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks and Romeo Dobbs that way. I don't know how they view them. But they've got four, in my opinion, very good young wide receivers who have the potential to be outstanding. And they got two tight ends that are really good players. And they got a right tackle who is a damn good player. And so those are all costly contracts. And wherever you can save some money and pull it out of the seat cushions of your couch or out of your quarterback's contract, that's great because then you can reallocate it to them. I would also say that no matter how much they love him as a guy, and they should love him because he is – I was talking to Rutledge and Hamilton yesterday about I love his leadership style. He doesn't embarrass guys, doesn't scream at them. They have to at least acknowledge the possibility that as much as they love him and how confident they are that he's a really good player, that there have been other quarterbacks who played well and then for whatever reason didn't continue to do
Had
had
great half
so
seasons their
themselves.
First year, yeah.
Right, and they have to protect themselves against that possibility.
Isn't that Russ Ball?
Which is where the guaranteed money is.
If it doesn't happen, shouldn't everybody blame Russ Ball? That's his job. Like, Goody might be willing to give him everything, but he doesn't decide, right? Am I correct? The money decision is Russ Ball?
No, I think Russ is in charge of structure and finding ways to be creative to marshal their resources.
Oh, so Goody decides how much he gets?
Goody decides who's on the roster. So I would assume it's a group effort to figure out how to structure and just how much to pay. But again, that's the beauty of this structure that they have as an organization. No one really knows for sure.
Do you think it's accurate to say Murph could step in?
I do believe that, yes, he's the grand poobah. So whether it's signing off on Rodgers' extension before the 22 season or signing off on this one, I would feel very confident saying that he would have the last word.
And you also confident that it will get done in part because you believe, if necessary, he will see that it gets done?
Yeah, again, it goes back to I don't disagree with the theory that they're willing to overpay, but they also have to insulate themselves. Right. And maybe that's, you look at that. You look at the Trevor Lawrence contract, and he got paid a bunch, and he gets the claim that he's tied with
the guarantee isn't that big, and they don't have
But the guarantee isn't nearly as big.
Right, and they can easily cut him after 4 years or whatever. Yeah, yep.
Right, and so that's why, I would just say this. I don't expect them to give him the level of contract that Deshaun Watson got where every penny was guaranteed. Which I would rather have Jordan Love as both a person and as a quarterback over Deshaun Watson, but Cleveland guaranteed every penny of his contract, which was just
stupid.
Just stupid.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, all Packers all the time. And by the way, Rain Man, we are now at a tie of 4, which means we'll probably have a new leader next week. Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports, not next, but soon.